The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, to talk about what I'm trying to work out what the theme is here now.
There's a lot of food.
A lot of different types of food.
And I am going to tell you, even before we start anything, I think I've made possibly one of the best things I've ever made.
Wow.
And one of the worst things I've ever made.
Should I try and guess what's the best and what's the worst?
Yeah, I'm
going
to let you guess the whole way.
Right, okay.
I have my thick skin on today, so
okay,
you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. We're talking about snacking. But I suppose the art of snacking for nourishment and for satiety, because sometimes snacking gets a really bad rap as, oh, it's all the sugary stuff, oh, it's all the processed stuff. And yes, I mean, jeekers, you walk into any petrol station, you walk, you know, into the checkout of any supermarket store, and it's the stuff that's not entirely good for us. So this is about trying to figure out a few bits and bobs that you can make that are super, super nourishing.
Do you know what I used to always get in gas stations, that they say in the States,
yes,
and they don't have it here. And for all of their terrible food they eat, you could get hard-boiled eggs with the skin, with the shell gone. They don't do it here.
Marks and Spencer's do them.
Do they? Yeah. Marks and Spencer's do them.
So actually, maybe they'll bring them into the petrol stations. There you go.
All right,
they can add that to their list.
Okay.
And again, it's that. That's exactly what we're looking for. It's those high-protein, high-fibre pieces. So when we talk about this word of satiety, I suppose it means eating for satisfaction, right?
Yeah.
So from a physical level, what are you trying to do? You're trying to have something that's not high in sugar, fat and salt that are all processed, but you're trying to have something that is fiber, protein, good fats. Why? The protein is going to keep you fuller for longer. It's going to trigger all of those little hormones in your body to tell you, yes, I am full. So we've got ghrelin and leptin. These are the two hormones that kind of associated with hunger. So it kind of triggers the leptin and goes, okay, you know what? We're full here. I'm good. I don't need to eat for another couple of hours.
Well, what about the time? Does the snack you need at 11, is that different from the snack you need at 3? Or
it can be. It depends on how your day goes. Like if you're looking for something that's going to be that energy boost to drive you on from 3 o'clock till 7 o'clock, then you need something high energy. You need something that's going to be maybe caffeinated, maybe energy boost, and give you, but also sustain you for 4 hours.
Okay.
It can do with your circadian rhythm. As the day goes on, you know, we hear a lot about melatonin, we hear about serotonin, we talk about kind of that mood boosting, but also getting us, preparing us for sleep.
Yes.
And you know yourself, when you get home, like after a really long day, a lot of people talk about that as been a real weak spot.
Yeah.
You know?
I had 2 sausages and an ice pop when I got home last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Because there were sausages in the oven, they've been cooked, so they're actually still warm. Delicious.
Nice.
2 of them. 1 before I walked the dog, 1 after. A little treat. And then I had a little sweet tooth, so I had a fruit pastille lolly. Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I'll just pack
with
up my
a cup
stuff.
Of tea, actually.
I'll just go home now. I'll just
with a cup of tea. Cup of tea and a nice lolly.
No, that's wrong.
No, lovely, actually. Yeah, delicious.
But
really nice.
But your one is like, how would you do that?
Yin and yang, you know, ebony and ivory. What can I say?
Well, look, we learn something new every day. I'm open to trying it, but yeah, I prefer a bit of chocolate.
I didn't dip one in the other now. It wasn't like a biscuit.
But were you taking like a lick of the lollipop and then a drink of tea?
Yeah, probably, Yeah.
I learn something new about you every week.
Lovely.
Very interesting. There we go.
Right,
I'm going to pull it here now. Come on, let's start eating.
Okay, let's start eating then. No ice
lollies. I'm going to leave you some of these for, you know, your drive home.
Oh, lovely.
Later.
Okay.
To try and nourish up a little bit. Where do you want to start? You pick.
Let's start
with... We've got savoury and sweet. Do you want to do savoury first?
Yeah, can I start with the smoked salmon stuff?
Start with these, okay. So we've got 2 salmon ones. So this is my power omelette
that has
boursin cream cheese, smoked salmon and rocket. And then we also have these little smashed potato tarts with a little bit of avocado and hot smoked salmon. So we've got cold smoked salmon and hot smoked salmon.
So the omelette, it's like a wrap, basically,
So you use the omelette as a wrap, right?
Mm.
So I'm going to talk you through, like, step by step, kind of how you do these. So it is, I bought a little bottle. Isn't it really tasty?
Yeah, what's the flavour in that?
It's the boursin.
Mm.
It's the garlic cream and kind of garlic herby cheese stuff. But it's with a really good quality smoked salmon. Like, it's a really
nice
smoked salmon. Bit of rocket. So I bought a bottle of egg whites.
Mm-hmm.
So I still love, I don't like all egg whites. There's no flavour. Fat is flavour. Fat, and when we talk about those good fats, the it carries flavour. It's palatability, and it's that kind of satiety. It's that satisfaction that you get. I do find that the egg whites are just a bit depressing sometimes on their own.
Yeah.
So one egg, a whole egg, and then 2 egg whites.
Okay.
Is where I'm going with that. And you basically get yourself, you do need a good nonstick pan. And they're not like really expensive. You will buy a decent nonstick pan for about €25. Bit of spray oil on it, roll that up, fry that off your omelette. It just literally slides off the pan.
Yes.
Pour some in the middle, smoked salmon, rock it, roll it up, delicious, hot or cold.
Yeah, really, really nice.
Next one. Smashed potato tarts. So these are a big trend. Now, I wish you were eating this hot out of the oven, okay? And you're not, unfortunately, but these are leftover potatoes, okay? So we talk about resistant starch in leftover potatoes. So it spikes your blood sugar levels less. So this is leftover potatoes. So a really good kind of guide is one baby potato per little tart tin. Mine were quite miniature. They were about kind of 6 centimetres, 8 or 9 centimetres, kind of lovely. But these are lovely for lunch. So what I did was you cook your potatoes, you get your little tart tin, put it in, smash it down.
Okay.
So like the back of a glass, the back of a kind of cup, smash it down and it rises up the sides of the tin.
Yeah.
Spritz that with a little bit of spray oil, hot oven, 220 for about 15, 20 minutes until it goes super, super
just
crispy.
Just the spuds on their own.
Yeah. So okay. It's like a crispy roast potato effect. Mm. And then into that, so I've tried to use cottage cheese quite a bit in these recipes, but almost so we don't know it's there. And if you're going to buy the tub of it, buy it and use it up. So use it in loads of different things. I hate buying something and having it sitting in the back of the fridge. So what I did was I took an avocado, so again, good fats, but trying to like stretch out the good fats with the protein. So I blitzed up my cream cheese or cottage cheese. And I know we've spoken about this before, but for a lot of people, people don't like cottage cheese because it's the textural thing.
Mm.
But if you just put it in your Ninja, put it in your little handheld blitzer, blitz it up, it goes really, really smooth and really creamy. So I did half cottage cheese, half avocado.
Yes.
Blitz that up into like an avocado crema.
Yeah.
A little bit of lime juice in there. The lime really pings everything. So you scoop that into the filling of your potato tart.
Yeah.
And then I just got hot smoked salmon and hot smoked salmon on top.
Lovely.
So you've got your good fats, you've got your protein, you've got your carbs in there. So it's a really tasty one. And when we talked about that satiety piece, it's that satisfaction. You can't have anything.
Yeah.
If it feels miserable, you don't want to eat it.
Delicious.
I'm going to pass you over nuts and seeds.
Okay.
Again, nuts and seeds, good fats, fiber, keep you fuller for longer. So this is
what's on that?
So it's just a bag of, they're like the finest selection kind of ones or whatever of dried fruit and nuts. So there's cashews and almonds and walnuts. But what I did was I just put them on the pan, toasted them.
Okay.
A little bit of fennel. Fennel's a really interesting one and it has a lovely appealing flavour with sea salt.
Yeah.
Isn't it really nice?
Do you know, it smells really like popcorn.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that salt, it's the roasted and the saltiness.
It's the roasted and it's the salted.
Roasted
but you know if you do love like salted peanuts because they're so satisfying. This is just, you know, we talk about that eat 30 plants a week, that diversity. That's that in there. But also because there's different textures, because your brain is engaging with it and kind of picking, which one do I like? Which one? There's so many, like your brain is noticing, oh my God, I'm eating something here. Whereas, you know, you sit down with a bag of salted peanuts, you could be spooning them out and there's a bag gone before you know where you are.
Oh my God,
because they're so addictive.
Yeah.
So this is the same addictiveness. But it's just that little bit better for you, keep you fuller for longer piece.
That's really nice, yeah.
I really like that. Well, we go, we have two more savoury to go.
Okay.
This is a roast veg lentil pot. So again, you like in front of Kieran at the moment, like you've got jam jars everywhere. Like there's little glass jars, there's jam jars, there's little lunch boxes, because I suppose that's how you transport it. So I took that cottage cheese again, mixed it with nutritional yeast on the bottom. So that's sitting on the bottom, but I whipped in feta. So I love feta, but again, we're trying to kind of increase the protein, reduce the fat a little bit. So right at the bottom, I did bring you a fork.
Oh, a fork, yeah.
Right at the bottom,
because
it's hard to take down. There's cottage cheese, so it's whipped feta, but with cottage cheese. Then I roast in my air fryer, I roast off some roast veggies, so there's peppers, courgettes, aubergine, roast those off. I bought a tin of lentils, they're just like 89 cent lentils, green lentils, rinse them off, toss them through, and then a little bit of basil, and then finish it with a little bit of crispy onions on top.
Yeah, the crispy onions are nice.
Aren't they really nice? Like, I find my 11 o'clock slump, I'm craving something sweet. My 4 o'clock, savoury. It's savoury and crispy for me. Like, I love savoury. So something like this, around 3 o'clock, will get me through till dinner, till 6 o'clock, without snacking. You know what I mean? So it's that thing that, when we talk about satiety, one of the other things is sensory regulation, but also sensory satisfaction. So it's like the amount of chewing that we do. So we've something called proprioceptive input, which is really big in our jaws. So the amount of chewing that we have to do on something engages our brain, tells us, oh my God, this is going to keep me fuller for longer. And it's really nice. But isn't it full of flavour?
Really nice.
For something that's like really, and I, you know, you, I don't use that word healthy very often, like, but it is healthy. It's full of the good stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like satisfying. And again, it comes down to portion size when you're snacking. That's in a jam jar. So like, it's not a massive, if that was a massive portion, it might feel like too much or you might miss the meat or something.
Yeah.
But because it's a small enough portion, it kind of does what it needs to
that's
do.
That's really nice. Really, really nice. Okay, what's this?
Spicy. Be careful.
Okay.
But no. This is seedy crackers.
Oh, right, okay.
With, again, that whipped feta.
That's
with
a lovely
cottage
bowl,
cheese.
Isn't it? People can't see that.
I know.
It's a lovely bowl.
It's one of my favourite
nice
bowls.
Texture to it.
I love it. It's really nice. So I've whipped the cottage cheese and the feta, right?
Okay.
And then sitting on top of that is hot honey.
Right.
With seedy crackers. I'm so excited for you to taste these seedy crackers. I made them. I got like 5 other people to taste them. Everybody kind of looked and went, ah. And then they went, oh, Jesus, they're lovely. Oh my God, what's in them? Oh my God, they're really nice.
Sorry. It's not the crackers I'm tasting.
It's the hot honey. Did I put too much hot honey on top?
No, I think I scooped a bit too much onto that now.
Sorry. Dig deeper. I left the hot honey on top. It is quite spicy hot honey.
Hey, crackers nice.
Aren't they nice?
Yeah.
Taste one on their own now as well. I want to tell you about these crackers. So this is not my recipe. This is a recipe from Dominique Hemp, right? And she, myself and herself were at the Taste of Kildare, and she cooked these crackers. And they've actually gone a little bit less crackery on you there. It's obviously the way I've stored them. That's really interesting. But she baked them and I was like, oh my God, these are so easy. And again, it was only until I tasted them, I was like, oh my God, these are so good.
Yeah, it was a really lovely flavour in them now.
Garlic powder,
yeah.
Fennel seeds.
Okay.
The two of those again. And like,
yes.
It's just this like magic combination when you roast and toast. So I bought in Lidl the bag of mixed seeds. So it has pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, and there's a couple of different seeds in there. So you basically take 2 cupfuls of those with it, some chia seeds. The chia seeds kind of swell and absorb. So they kind of give it the texture. Psyllium husks, which is this one that we know for fiber. Into that was 200 mils of water, 3 tablespoons of oil, the fennel seeds and the garlic powder. Lay them out in a tray, roast them until they're super, super crispy. Delicious, and then dip them with your hot honey. So, you know, we talked about that textural piece.
Yeah.
I think they're great.
Really nice.
Sweet stuff.
Sweet stuff, right.
Have a taste of those now. They're my chocolate clusters.
Right.
So we have chocolate, dark chocolate, again, really good, like indulgent. Then we've got peanut butter on top, a little drizzle, and some seeds.
Mmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, what's in it?
They're toasted.
Chickpeas or something?
Yeah, they're roasted chickpeas in the middle.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah. Fair play. I don't know what you want me to say.
I don't want you to say it now.
All right.
Moving on swiftly.
Rightio. Yeah.
We have, again, it's a little sweet treat.
What do you think of them?
I think they're the worst thing I've ever cooked in all my days.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in a rush to eat them now, I'd put it that way.
I'm so disappointed with them. They're this trend and I've seen them. And you kind of go, okay, we're going to give these a go. Oh, I think they're vile. I would just rather have 2 squares of dark chocolate now and move on, right? And you know, I'd really do try, but that's not for me.
What's this?
Pistachio spread. Pistachio trend is everywhere, right?
Yeah,
so we're staying on trend.
That poxy chocolate.
It's not great, or it's not. It's been overrated.
It's so. I like pistachio and I like chocolate, but it's just so overrated.
Yeah.
That's about £8.
Yeah. No, it's so overrated.
Till.
It's totally overrated. I do like the combo, and actually, I do it on my overnight oats and I love it. But again, we're trying to use up the cottage cheese. So, pistachio spread, it's quite high in fat, quite high in sugar. So, what I've done is taken half, just like the avocado, blitzed it up with half the cottage cheese.
Yeah.
And you know me, like, and I've told you so many times, I don't like cottage cheese as a one-off. But like this, I really like it. Those dates.
Yeah,
those
lovely.
Dates, unreal, right? I'm going to leave you these for later. There's Powerballs in here. The recipes are again on my website. But just eat one
That's
of those
great.
Dates on their own. There's a pit in that one. Now, I haven't taken the pits out of those ones. They're unbelievable, Kieran. They're like no other date I've ever tasted before. They're so caramelly. They're just soft and caramelly. They're gorgeous. They're from a brand, You and Yosef. You get them in Dunn's. I'll put a picture up on my Instagram later. But they're not like a date I found anywhere else. And they're not, a lot of people think, oh, they're like medjool dates. They're not. Medjool dates are much bigger, much harder. It's the texture of them. They're literally like caramel.
Yeah, they're delicious.
I think they're so good. Last thing to taste.
Right.
Banana bread.
Right, okay.
This is miso banana bread with chocolate chips.
Right.
So again, when we talk about flavour and we talk about satiety, if you're going to have something sweet, have it that it's something delicious. And miso is this thing that we associate kind of with Asian cookery. but it's a saltiness, but it's like a little flavor enhancer. So you don't, you won't ever know it's there, but it pings everything.
That's delicious.
Isn't it?
That's really good.
I know. I think that's really good. I'm very proud of that. Yeah. That's what I'm considering my best one.
No, that's really good, yeah.
Mashed bananas, brown sugar. I've kept the brown sugar low, flour, oil, dark chocolate again, a good quality dark chocolate, not chocolate chips, chopped up, miso paste through that, bake it for an hour in the oven. You have one big loaf, cut it into slices, wrap it in a bit of parchment, freeze it in the freezer and you have it to go.
That with a cup of tea now in the middle of the day.
That
is delicious. Really, really good.
Place your ice pop with that, right?
I do have the ice pop afterwards. You know?
Maybe. But yeah, look, these are, I suppose that's the thing, right? Protein, fiber, good fats. Little things you can make in advance that are not too expensive. They all hold. If you make a batch of that,
yes, that's the key thing, I think, isn't it, to these?
They'll all hold. So they're super.
If you want to find out how to make any of these, including the chickpea chocolate treat, I don't know, is that going to be up on Aisling's social channels?
It may not make it.
The rest of it will be, though. So just search for Aisling Larkin, you know, on whatever channel it happens to be, or just Google her name and you'll find it there. And then Aisling will be along next week as well. And we'll get this up as a podcast so people can listen back to some of the descriptions as well and they can cook along at home. Aisling will talk to you then. Aisling Larkin, TV chef, mindful eating coach.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.